Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
In the last week, we've gotten glimpses of what will likely be two of the most important features of a Donald Trump presidency: his willingness to make false claims with no evidence and his shoot-from-the-hip approach to foreign policy. And those two things do not mix well. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. When you're dealing with foreign powers and unstable regions, you need sober, analytical thinking and a firm grasp of reality. Qualities you definitely do not associate with Donald Trump. The only qualities less associated with Donald Trump are modesty and a dancer's body. And it looks like Trump's victory has in no way stopped him from peddling conspiracy theories that have no basis in reality. For example, last week he tweeted, "In addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally." Kind of like how the Cleveland Indians won the World Series if you don't count the last two games. Of course, there is no evidence for this claim. One report found that out of 135 million ballots cast, there have been just 4 documented cases of voter fraud in the 2016 election. 4! There were fewer cases of voter fraud than there are acceptable spellings of Hanukkah. And then, when the media challenged Trump's false claim, he went on an angry Twitter tirade, sicking his followers on a CNN reporter who fact-checked Trump and retweeting their attacks on him. Like this one that Trump retweeted, quote, "Pathetic, you have no sufficient evidence that Donald Trump did not suffer from voter fraud. Shame." Although embarrassingly for Trump, it turns out that last tweet didn't come from a Trump voter or even an adult. It came from a 16-year-old boy from California. And it makes sense that Trump would identify with a 16-year-old, as he has surrounded himself with a team of aides and spokespeople that defend his actions the way entitled parents would defend the kid at a high school. Listen to Vice President-elect Mike Pence.
It's his right to express his opinion as a president-elect of the United States.
But why is it refreshing to make false statements?
Well, look, I don't know that that is a false statement, George, and neither do you.
Can you provide any evidence to back up that statement?
Well, look, I think he's expressed his opinion on that. He's entitled to express his opinion on that.
My boy Donnie is entitled to his opinion. Also, if you don't want him to pull the fire alarm, maybe you shouldn't put it in the middle of the hallway. You know he likes to grab stuff. He's a grabber. But when it came to terrible answers defending Trump's false claim of millions of illegal voters, his incoming chief of staff, Reince Priebus, took the cake.
What do you do when he says something like millions of voters voted illegally in California when you know that that's not true?
Well, I don't know if that's not true, John. No one really knows. I mean,
but you
don't
think millions
know
that's of people. You think millions of people
it's
voted
possible.
Illegal?
No, it's not. It is not possible that millions of people voted illegally and nobody noticed. And it is wildly irresponsible to claim that it is possible. Stop saying everything is possible. You're chief of staff. You're not Kevin Garnett.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Cool it, Garnett! Not in this case! And Trump supporters have even gone so far as to make up their own evidence, like former Massachusetts Senator and possible Trump cabinet pick Scott Brown, who claimed without any evidence that people from Massachusetts were driving up to New Hampshire to vote there illegally.
People need to understand, people from Massachusetts could have gone up and voted that day, and quite frankly, some do. It's well known. It's no secret.
You think people from Massachusetts drive to New Hampshire to vote illegally? I'm from New Hampshire, and there are only two reasons people from Massachusetts come up to our state: to enjoy the foliage or to stock up on tax-free liquor. And half the time, the foliage is just an excuse for the liquor. Ah, God, these leaves are gorgeous. Hey, while we're here, I'm gonna go grab a case of Hennessy. The scariest thing about these false conspiracy theories is that a lot of people believe them, as one CNN anchor found when she asked a focus group of Trump supporters about the voter fraud claims.
Voting is a privilege in this country, and you need to be legal, not like California, where 3 million illegals voted.
Do you think that 3 million illegal people voted?
I believe in California that there were illegals that voted.
How many?
I don't. To tell you the truth, nobody really knows that number.
But do you think 3 dozen or do you think 3 million?
I think there was a good amount.
You believe that there was widespread voting abuse?
I think there was in some states.
In the millions of people?
California allows it.
People they do to not vote. Allow illegal. You mean illegal? You mean voter fraud California allows?
I believe there is voter fraud in this country.
Look at how frustrated she is. I'm starting to think hand on the forehead is how we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance during the Trump years.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Are you still doing this? Are you still doing this?
At the heart of the Trump team's defense of these false conspiracy theories is the cynical notion that truth doesn't matter at all, that people can choose to believe whatever reality they want to believe, an idea that Trump supporter Scotty Nell Hughes articulated last week.
I hear half the media saying that these are lies. But on the other half, there are many people that go, no, it's true. And so one thing that has been interesting this entire campaign season to watch is that people that say facts are facts, they're not really facts. Everybody has a way of interpreting them to be the truth or not truth. There's no such thing, unfortunately, more of fact.
No such thing as facts? That can't be right. You know what? Just let me take out my Snapple and check and... Oh, my God, you guys. It's blank. Now, this brings us to foreign policy, because in a little over a month, Trump will be in charge of our relationships with the rest of the world. And when you're dealing with major foreign powers in conflicts in unstable regions, facts really do matter whether you believe in them or not. Take China, for example. Trump has long promised to do things differently with China if elected. For example, there was the time the Chinese government failed to provide President Obama with the customary red carpet stairs to exit Air Force One. And Trump said if that happened to him, he'd immediately turn the plane around and leave.
They won't even give him stairs, proper stairs, to get out of the airport. You see that?
Yeah.
They have pictures of other leaders that are going there, and they're coming down with a beautiful red car. And Obama's coming down a metal staircase.
I gotta tell you, if that were me, I'd say, you know what, folks? I respect you a lot. Let's close the doors. Let's get out of here.
Trump would have turned his plane around and left over a staircase. And based on the entrances he likes to make, China better also buy a smoke machine. Sorry, I forgot. China is a smoke machine. But whatever your thoughts are on China, it's a delicate, important relationship. For example, we need their help dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons program. So any action that China might see as provocative should be done only after a long period of careful study and consideration. Or, if you're Trump, you could just say, screw it, let's piss him off right away, see what happens.
In a break with long-standing U.S. diplomacy, the president-elect talks to the president of Taiwan. a move sure to anger China.
Trump speaking by phone with the president of Taiwan, which is something no American president has done in nearly 40 years. The reason is that China considers Taiwan part of its territory.
This was a slap to the leadership in Beijing.
If you wanted to poke China in the eye diplomatically, to cause a diplomatic uproar, this would be the way to do it.
Sounds like somebody's not getting the nice staircase. And the call with Taiwan isn't the only one making diplomats nervous. Take his call with the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Pakistan has a tense relationship with India, which is a U.S. ally. And both of those countries have nuclear weapons, so it's a delicate situation. Trump himself tweeted in 2012, "Get it straight, Pakistan is not our friend. We've given them billions and billions of dollars, and what did we get? Betrayal and disrespect, and much worse, hashtag time to get tough." Time to get tough, of course, was also the slogan for Trump steaks. Okay. Okay, still nothing. But Trump seemed to strike a very different tone in his call last week with the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Now, this quote comes from the Pakistani government, so we can't be totally sure it's accurate, but it does have some of the telltale linguistic flourishes we've come to expect from a president-elect. Quote, "President Trump said, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, you are a terrific guy. Your country is amazing with tremendous opportunities. Mr. Trump said that he would love to come to a fantastic country, a fantastic place, a fantastic people." So is either Donald Trump or Liberace. Trump also shocked diplomats when he reportedly praised controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, whose government has been accused of running death squads in a bloody war against drug dealers that has killed thousands of people. Duterte said Trump told him on the call that he was conducting his drug war, quote, the right way. And by the way, this is the same Philippines president who, when President Obama criticized him for his human rights abuses, responded to Obama with this comment.
"You must be respectful. Don't let's just throw away questions and statements. Putang ina mumurahin kita dyan sa forum na."
Hey, no one insults President Obama like that. Keep it up and we might just elect you President of the United States. Now, if any of this makes it seem like Trump is in over his head, that might be because he is. Trump supporter Newt Gingrich told USA Today last week that he met with Trump recently and that Trump told him, quote, "This is really a bigger job than I thought." In which case, I pledge allegiance to the flag. This has been A Closer Look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.